Good afternoon, everybody. This is day 28 of the February challenge, and I am very happy to say that I've completed it. I missed one day while the challenge was going ahead, but other than that, I've managed to get through the whole thing. So one day really isn't bad. It's not like I missed four or five or whatever. So I'm really, really pleased that I've completed the February challenge. First, I'll talk about my day, and then I will talk about something that I've heard on other boos that has made me think and quite interested me, and I thought I would talk about myself. My day so far has been very, very interesting. I went to the doctor's surgery this morning for an appointment, and that went okay. And I've already posted a boo about that, about my experiences with taxi drivers. I came back and I had some lunch, and I've been having some silly fun with friends on Twitter. And we've been basically, the question was posed that someone wondered if radio presenters' names would sound better if their surname was first. If their name was switched round so that their surname was first. And we had presenters from Radio 2, like Bruce Ken, switched round. His name's Ken Bruce, but we switched it to Bruce Ken. So I said, okay, that means that if you're doing Radio 2 presenters, BBC Radio 2, you'd have Right Steve, which kind of doesn't sound right. So I've been taking part in a bit of silly fun, and I've been listening to radio shows. I listened to Showdown with Janet and DJ, and I'm currently listening to The Music Box with Nama, so that's been quite good. And I will spend the rest of the day getting my dinner and working on some stuff this evening via Skype, which should be quite fun. Basically, I heard someone's audio boo the other day about social networks and how it's changed their world. The original February question was, how has social media changed the world? I think that's kind of, well, it's obviously changed the world in quite a lot of ways, because more people are communicating via social networks such as Twitter and Facebook. It changed my world drastically. I first got a computer in 1996, and I was a lot younger, and I got it funded through a charity, or a couple of charities, and the first experience I had with the internet was on dial-up, or as I used to call it, dial-down, because after an hour of use, it would kick me off. I'd never heard of Skype back then, never, ever, ever. Didn't know what Skype was, and I mainly just browsed around on Internet Explorer, I guess, looking at kind of kiddie sites, I guess, and kind of young people sort of websites. And I went to boarding school in 1997, and I carried on using a computer. And in my IT lessons, I sent my first email internally. We had an intranet at school, and you could send each other emails internally. And it was pretty much like MSN, because these emails would come in instantaneously. And then I widened my internet browsing slightly through school years. I went on, you know, we did research for work, and we were introduced to pages like Yahoo search engines and Google and stuff like that. I'm going to jump forward to 2001, when I went to college. By this time, in school, I used a HAL screen reader, and at college I didn't use that. So basically, I retrained with JAWS, and I knew nothing about how JAWS worked at all. So I retrained with JAWS, and in 2001, I went to college, and I was introduced to MSN Messenger. So I added a few more people, then a few more people from college, and then a few more people, and I learned to use MSN Messenger, which started to open up my world slightly. jump forward to the year 2005, and by this point we all had broadband installed. Mum had it installed in her home, and I had a new laptop by then because the old computer had basically died. And I was nerding around one day when somebody said, when somebody on MSN said, why don't you get Skype? Skype's a really good thing. You can, you know, you can voice chat with people. So I got Skype and people added me, and, you know, it's really opened up my world. I don't go out some days, and Skype has really, really, like, the introduction of Skype has really opened up my world, as it were, because I chat to rather a lot of people now. And bring on Twitter. I mean, in 2000, I can't remember, a couple of years ago, I think it was either 2007 or 8, I joined Twitter. And I didn't use it at first because there was no client and you had to go on the website, and I could never be bothered to actually go on the website and tweet. But bring on Twitterlicious, and a whole new world opened up for me. I was tweeting people, I was getting new followers, I heard of people through other people. And now I honestly check Twitter every day. It's opened up again a new world. There's, you know, you can follow news resources on there. Like, I follow BBC Nottingham News, I follow the Daily Mirror, a newspaper. I follow a few of the celebrity gossipy type magazines on there as well. And I've just met so many people, and it's given me a chance to chat and meet new people all the way around the world. So without things like Twitter, Skype, etc., I think it would be a very lonely place, because when I don't go out, I rely on these kind of things to stay in touch with the world. And now with the introduction of iPhones, etc., you can tweet from pretty much anywhere you go, as long as the internet service is good. And of course, I broadcast on the internet as well. So again, you meet new people through broadcasting, and who thought that would be possible a few years ago? So to be honest, social networking has really, really helped me. I'm more of a Twitter user than I am a Facebook. I do have a Facebook account, but I don't go on there very often. So yeah, social networks, very, very good thing. Changed my life and world completely. And I would never, ever go back. Yes, some people would say I'm addicted to Twitter, but really, is that a bad thing? I don't think so. I do spend some time off of it, which is healthy. But again, you know, I don't think tweeting's a bad thing at all. So long live communications via social networks. And you sometimes get to meet people physically too, which has happened to me. So, you know, again, that's a good thing. Okay, everybody, I'm very happy to have completed the February challenge. I hope this boo hasn't been too long or rambly. And yay, here's to me who's done it. So I look forward to see what Audio Boo have next in store for us. And I'm looking forward to completing more tasks and challenges. So I will speak to everybody soon. Bye.